Acting company. 10 minutes to scripts. 10 minutes to scripts.
Last weekend, we were backstage at Tanglewood in the Berkshires in western Massachusetts, where the public radio sensation, A Prairie Home Companion, was about an hour away from its last live broadcast. You could cut the tension in the air with a knife. Okay, it's eerily calm. Garrison Keillor, who created the show 42 years ago, sits on a folding chair in the hall looking over the rundown with Sam Hudson. But wait, there's too much stuff. Tempers flare.
I think the second half hour is full.
You do, really?
Yep. By the time you do notes and noir is 11.
Yeah.
Okay, there are no flaring tempers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tanglewood. Yes,
this is a well-oiled, respectful, born in Minnesota, after all, machine. And outside of the technical work, most of the activity is inside Garrison's head. He writes every word of the show. And we wanted to honor the people who bring those words to life. Yesterday, we visited with the show's mouth sounds artist, Fred Newman, who wears the late sound effects man Tom Keith's shoes around his neck.
And when I put them around my neck, it's like, to me, it feels like vestments. That they're, or like you walking, Janet, hey, how are you? The sound is where the emotion is.
It's radio.
All of us are really playing an inch from the microphone. We are closer than your lover.
Today we continue our goodbye to Prairie Home Companion with the actors, Sue Scott, and we start with Tim Russell. How are you feeling? You're closing in here, Tanglewood, next to last.
Oh, Lou. No. It's bittersweet. So we're all a little bittersweet about this closing adventure. I've loved every second of it.
Tim plays Dusty in The Lives of the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, you almost smell spring in the air, don't you think, Dusty?
Yep, like I almost went to high school prom with Lorraine Tibbetts.
Oh, yeah?
Tim's also Barb's husband, Jim, in the ketchup advisory board ads.
What is it that I'm really good at?
Well, you're good at a lot of things.
You can't think of anything, can you?
Well?
I'm not good at anything, Barb. And I look like I'm 61 years old.
Jim, I wonder if you've been getting enough ketchup.
Oh?
And he's the dad in the Dwayne's Mom skits.
Hello?
Hi, Dad, it's me. It's Dwayne. Happy Father's Day, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Where did you find whatever there is of Dwayne's dad?
Well, I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, so that especially rings true for Midwesterners.
Yeah, the Midwestern dad who's not that vocal.
The Ketchup Council.
That character, which, by the way, was modeled after the Will Reagan campaign, where the guy said, "It's morning in America." And that guy was named Hal Riney, who had his own ad agency. He also did commercials for Gallo Wine. This was a town where people were quiet. It was that kind of a thing. So,
why don't you have a seat and I'll perch here. We move down the hall and squeeze into Sue Scott's dressing room.
Oh, I have to say, I feel like I can hear Dwayne's mom.
Oh, yeah, right. Dwayne, honey, it's your mother calling. You know, I'm channeling my own mother, throwing in some sort of turns of phrase or just sort of some stylistic things that my mother would
like what?
Do. Like my mother would constantly say, now listen, now you need to listen to me. Now listen.
People I know.
Oh, now listen, honey. I made your favorite pigs in a quilt and then you ditched us for, just some people.
You know, a lot of it, Tim Russell is the impersonator of the group.
Do you think of yourself as more of an actress?
Yeah, or more a character actor. I've been doing Hillary. She has that sort of... she has that laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's another script. Wait, somebody just knocked on the door and handed you a script.
Yes.
We're a couple
hours.
Yes. Well, we're a couple hours before the show.
Yeah, and you got a problem with that?
Christine to the stage, please. Christine.
It seems like one of the themes of the show is don't guess that you know what's behind any mild-mannered person you see. Yeah.
Well, I think there's also that, you know, Garrison and his, don't think you're so high and mighty. You know, you're just like everybody else. No, it's like pretty good. Like we have the pretty good goods, pretty good joke book. And everything's just pretty good.
Are you going to miss it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
The thousands of seats in the covered Tanglewood shed are long sold out, but in the parking lot, people have lined up for hours to grab a spot on the lawn. The LeBlanc family is here with their 10-year-old twins.
They've been ever since they were born, and they just turned 10. So this is their 11th time here, so we had to come.
The extended Edwards family is here, father and daughter.
I grew up listening to Prairie Home Companion. I mean, you started listening the very first season. Oh, I mean, I grew up on Prairie Home Companion. Yeah.
So what do you think about it ending?
Sad. I mean, I can't imagine life without Garrison.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 10 short minutes to warm up and half hour.
D for Gulf Coast.
Yeah, okay. Gulf Coast Highway in D. Home on the Range can stay in D.
On stage, music director Rich Dworsky is going over the songs.
Very good.
And Garrison is about to shave.
And we always brush our teeth when we sing duets with somebody. You learn these things over time.
Tell me this, as you shave, Sue Scott, Tim Russell, Fred Newman, how lucky are you?
Well, they each bring some wonderful things to this. First of all, they know when to act and when not to act. And so they need almost no direction. And each of them has a number of tricks that a writer can call on. And when you are writing on deadline, this is so useful. First of all, Fred does all of these sound effects, and you're able to call on a dolphin. You're able to call on any sort of gunfire, thunder, lightning, rainfall, so on.
Garrison?
Yeah.
I got your mono out of the printer. Thank you. There something else as
nope,
well?
That's it.
Okay, because something else is still printing. So make sure you have all the pages.
Yeah, there's some more pages.
Okay, I'll get them.
And Tim does voices. And these are so good that you can immediately bring in, you know, the ghost of Humphrey Bogart. You can bring in John Wayne. And then Sue has certain characters, extreme characters, that she does extremely well. But, you know, so you've got all of these tools, and when your imagination runs low, as it tends to, you can call on these things.
You gonna miss them?
I don't know. I think I'm just gonna go on and do a whole bunch of other things. I really don't look back. I have left a number of things in my life. I tend not to have much regret at all. Maybe I should. I'll work on it. All right, I think I'm presentable.
I think you're presentable.
I'm going to sit and think.
Thank you.
Thank you, Garrison.
It's so funny that this man who doesn't like to look back so often asks us to. Before the show even starts, Garrison and singer Heather Massey materialize way back up on the lawn, making their way through blankets and picnic baskets in an old-timey sing-along. Children run up to see them. It's pretty remarkable. We're bathed in nostalgia and something else. Remember when Fred Newman said putting on his sound effects shoes was like putting on vestments? You say vestments. It's almost a holy moment up there.
Yeah, because of the, you know, some people have said that the show is like a secular version of church or something. But it is, I actually describe the show as the top of the Sistine Chapel. It's just, it like a lot of things, points just that gap between God and man on the, and Adam.
The two fingers pointing at each other.
Fingers, yes, and just that little gap. Well, Garrison points at that gap all the time.
I hear that old piano from down the avenue.
It wasn't until last week where the gravity of it hit. The people on the show, Sue and Tim, they're so extraordinary. But what you can't know is the genius of the man. It's like out of the head of Zeus. He is part here and part in Garrison's world. And that world is amazing. It doesn't work by the rules that we have.
Are you getting a little emotional? I mean...
Yeah. You come away from a boss that you've had for 15 years, and usually you see all their weaknesses and all that, and I see nothing but just awe. I'm going to miss him terribly.
Last live broadcast of Prairie Home Companion from Tanglewood. There's a Chafe Show from the Hollywood Bowl this weekend, then Chris Thiele takes over as host in the fall. Garrison will continue his Writer's Almanac radio segment, his new column in the Washington Post, and we thank him and his cast for 42 years of great radio. It's here and now.